Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Chemcon Specialty Chemicals Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director, Chemcon Specialty Chemicals Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everybody. On behalf of Chemcon Specialty Chemicals, I extend a warm welcome to everyone for joining us on our call today. On this call, we are joined with our Whole-time Director and CFO, Mr. Rajesh Gandhi, and SGA, our investor relations advisors. I hope everybody has got an opportunity to go through the financial results and the investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as our company's website. We'll give you a quick snapshot on the recent development of the company, and then Mr. Rajesh will walk through the financial performance. We are a leading manufacturer of specialty chemicals such as CMIC and HMDS, which are primarily used in the pharmaceutical business. All our products like HMDS, CMIC, and bromides have delivered a resilient performance in Q3. In total, we produced 2,323 metric tons in the third quarter of FY23, with an operational income of 77 crore, registering a growth of 54% year-on-year basis. HMDS is widely used in the manufacture of antibiotics such as penicillin and other types of penicillin derivatives. Performance has continued to remain weak due to soft demand of the pharmaceutical producers in India. Demand for end-user products like penicillin has sluggish, and the same has been reflected in the business performance for the past few quarters. HMDS has contributed around 27 crore of revenue, which is about 36% of the total revenue during the quarter. Revenue contribution from the exports and the domestic market has remained almost equal for the same period. CMIC is mainly used in the pharmaceutical industry as a key intermediate for anti-AIDS and anti-hepatitis B, that is tenofovir. There are also many other chemicals that are used for manufacture of antiretrovirals. Tenofovir is regarded as a revolutionary drug for curing and preventing HIV. Demand for CMIC is showing up more from the international market than the domestic market. For the Q3 FY23, CMIC has contributed around 11 crore, which is about 15% of our total revenue. There has been a marginal improvement in the volume growth coupled with the better realization. Demand from domestic pharma clients has remained soft for some months. Although we have received certain purchase orders from China, which will help us improve the revenue from the exports market. We have been able to see significant volume growth in the bromides business on the back of healthy demand and better sourcing of key raw materials. We produce inorganic bromides called calcium bromide, zinc bromide, sodium bromide, etc., which are mainly used as completion fluids in the oilfield industry. For the quarter, we have registered a revenue of 29 crore in bromide business on back of robust demand, which is around 38% of the total revenue. We are delighted to announce that with the expansion of bromobenzene, we have successfully added organic bromides in our product basket. We have added a capacity of 2,400 tons per annum of bromobenzene at our P9 facility. Since P8 unit is multi-purpose facility, we also produce some volumes of bromobenzene in P8 unit depending upon the demand. For Q3 23, bromobenzene has contributed around 7 crores, which is about 9% of the total revenue. In the coming quarter, we expect a very strong contribution from this chemical as we are receiving good inquiries from global agrochemical players. On the other hand, we have shelled out the commercial productions of low volume 4-CBC and 2,5-DHT products, and the facility shall be partly utilized for CMIC depending upon the demand. We have considered another product, Gunine, which will be added in P9. We already have healthy inquiries for this product and are awaiting the final approvals from the local authorities. At P10 unit, we will be adding few other pharma chemicals which are primarily imported in India. Expansion of P10 is on schedule and we expect to start commercial productions by Q1 24. We have huge growth opportunities as we move deeper into the pharma market and meet the needs of chemical supply. We expect the business momentum of HMDS and CMIC products to revive in the coming period as we expect the pharma industry to recoup well. Due to the demand-supply gap, India imports HMDS and CMIC significantly. Being a global leader in this pharmaceutical chemicals, we are well positioned to capitalize on this future opportunity. Our role in this growth opportunity will be to facilitate them to have a sustainable partner in the long term. We have done meaningful investments over the years to increase the product offering and will continue to do so to create long-term sustainable growth. I now hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Gandhi to give you a glance at financial performance.
Thank you, Mr. Agarwal. Good morning, everyone. Q3 23 performance are follows. Total revenue stood at 77 crore as compared to 50 crores of Q3 22. A growth of 54% on year-on-year basis. Domestic market contributed around 40%, whereas the international business contributed the remaining 60%. Total production volume for Q3 was 2,323 metric ton as compared to 1,333 metric ton same period last year. As highlighted by Mr. Kamal Agarwal, there was lower volume uptake on some of our key products. In terms of chemical-wise revenue breakup, HMDS reported revenue of Rs 27 crores, CMIC revenue stood at 11 crores, bromides revenue stood at 28 crores, bromobenzene revenue stood at 7 crores. EBITDA for the company stood at 14 crores in Q3 23 with a margin of 17.6%. Net profit for the Q3 23 stood at around 11 crores with a margin of 14.9%. 9 months 23 performance as follow. Total revenue stood at 224 crores for 9 months 23 against 168 crores of 22, a growth of 33% on YOY basis. Domestic market contributed around 42%, whereas international market contributed around 58%. Production volume was at 5,799 metric tons for 9 months 23 against 4,182 metric tons of 9 months 22. in terms of chemical-wise revenue breakup for 9/1/23, HMDS revenue stood at 99 crores, CMIC revenue stood at 39 crores, bromides revenue stood at 72 crores, bromobenzene revenue stood at 7 crores. EBITDA for the 9/1/23 stood at 57 crores against Rs 54 crores of 9/1/22. Net profit stood at 45 crores for 9/1/23 against 42 crores 9/1/22. With this, we conclude the presentation and open the floor for the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Yogansh Jeswani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to discuss with you on your expansion plan. So, around IPO time, we had aggressively, come out with an expansion plan and we have increased the capacity. While if we look at the numbers for last 2 years, there hasn't been much growth in line with how much you were, expanding or how much you were planning. So, if, say, for example, in HMDS, if I go specifically, so between 2013 to 18 period, we were stuck around 1500, 1600 kind of volumes. Then we expanded the capacity around 2020 and we saw growth, right? We almost doubled to 3000. But then again, 2022, we see the numbers have started falling off. We are back to 2000 kind of an annual run rate. So if you could share, despite being getting so aggressive in the case, if we are not seeing those things falling in place in numbers in terms of transport. So what is not going in our favor, if you could share your thoughts there?
Good morning, Dev. As far as HMDS is concerned, we were very clear from the day one that we will not be expanding any further. We have maintained the capacities that we had generated. There is a demand gap that is going on in the market, which has resulted into real-time lower production. However, the capacities have been retained. We were very clear that we will be expanding into the intermediates for other products other than HMDS and CMIC, which we are online. CMIC, we had a partial expansion, so we have done it. We have expanded, we have added the new product bromobenzene, we have added the new product gunain, and the expansions are for other products other than HMDS and CMIC. I think this suffices your requirement.
Right. So sir, again on HMDS only, if I have to get a little more understanding there, so the demand gap that you are seeing, why is that happening? Are we having challenges from the pharma segment? Because I think if I remember correctly, you are also trying for different applications for it. So are those things not picking up? And also, given our total global market share, in CMIC it's higher, but in HMDS it's quite low. I think we are less than 10% or 5% near about. So, and given our cost competitiveness, isn't exporting an option? I mean, scaling up there, isn't that an opportunity which we can try, or what are the challenges there if you could share?
So the Indian pharma consumption is dropping. However, the exports of the product, Mr. Rajesh has already updated you, it is nearly 50% of the HMDS is under exports. So we have opened up the other markets. Exports is not for the pharma application, it is for other applications only.
Okay.
So we have diversified, we have added the other areas successfully, which was been targeted.
And going forward, what is our expectation for these two products in terms of demand, sir?
See, these two products demand is related directly to the pharmaceutical market. If there is any major change, then only it impacts. However, the pharma industry is moving from China to India, has already moved, and it is also moving. We hope we will have better requirements of the product.
Okay, got it. And sir, in terms of our other products that we have lined up, we see there are a couple of delays even in the guanine and other products. So could you share what are our efforts there, and by when are we expecting those things to fall in place and start contributing to our numbers?
We hope within the current quarter as well as the next quarter, the product should start giving the figures into the balance sheet. The figures shall start reflecting in the P&L accounts.
And how much contribution are we expecting from them, sir?
Mr. Jeshwani, so may we request that you return to the question queue? There are participants waiting for their turn.
Sure.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is from the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is regarding HMDS and CMIC. Compared to Q2, still the volumes haven't picked up in Q3 also. So my question is, how is it is expected to do in Q4 of this year, financial year?
As far as the HMDS is concerned, the Q4 is better than the Q3 volumes. That can be assured. This being a projected statement, I won't be able to give you the exact volumes. But well, as the things are moving, it is a better volume compared to the past.
Achha. Sir, with the slackness in the demand for these two products, are they still getting imported?
The imports has come down.
It has come down.
Yeah. So overall, the actual demand of the product has come down.
Okay. Sir, my second question is, we have done very well in the oil field chemicals.
Yeah.
So is this current momentum in sales is sustainable in Q4 as well as next year?
We have done certain contracts for import of our raw materials for bromide.
Okay.
And looking to that, yes. It will be sustained in the current year as well as next year.
Okay.
That can be targeted. We are very confident on that.
Good. Sir, regarding the bromobenzene, we have sold a good quantity around 252 metric ton in Q3. So we are expected to achieve around 40 crores, you know, during this current year. So with the current, whatever the momentum, are you confident of achieving this?
Maybe marginally less than 40 crores. But yes, we are getting good volumes and we are getting good exports.
Very good. Sir, then you had mentioned about doubling this capacity, you know, from the current 200 metric ton to 400 or so. So will that be done in P9 or P10, sir?
That won't be done now. Sometime we will be adding certain areas and then it will be added to that.
Achha. So you will not be increasing that immediately?
No.
Okay. So my last question is, would there be any delay in commissioning of Gunen? Like you have given this Q4, would there be any more delay in commissioning of this product?
No, within the Q4 we will be able to do it.
But we cannot expect any sales in FY23, right?
It will get initiated.
Initiated, but it will happen only in 24.
Yeah, 24 we can expect a better sales.
Okay. Sir, in the last call you had mentioned the value of this product around $23 or so. So it has remained at the same level?
Yes.
And what is the margin we can expect, sir?
Around 25%.
25%. And how much capacity we have put?
We have put 50 tons per month, 600 tons per year.
600. And if the demand picks up, there is a provision to increase the capacity?
It is a modular plant. We can go for multiple plants. It has to be a new plant altogether.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, and I'll come back in the queue if I have more questions.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal from MEPL Value Investing Fund. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Ayush.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Agarwal, your audio is breaking up. Mr. Ayush Agarwal?
Is this better?
Sir, it's still breaking up. Can you... Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So my first question is on our HMDF. I'm just following up on the first participant. So like we have seen that, you know, we are less than 5-10% of global market share, and right now you're mentioning that we don't export for the pharma applications in HMDF. So if you can help us understand that, you know, despite the cost competitiveness that we have, why are we not exporting aggressively or tapping into new markets for HMDF to increase our wallet share?
HMDF cost, we are competitive in terms of international market against China. So we are exporting only to the market wherein it is for other applications other than pharma. The pharma application of HMDF chiefly is in China only. The major volumes are consumed in China. So there the cost competitiveness gets nullified near to that because of the import duties of China. So we are cost competitive, we can compete Chinese in India, and we can compete in the other part wherein the import duties are there.
Understood. What would be the non-pharma application market size of HMDF internationally?
I won't be able to give that figures over it.
Roughly, if you have, I mean, you know, is it 2,000 metric ton, is it 5,000 metric ton?
No, it's not justified to give a rough figure like this.
All right, understood. All right. Well, my next question is on our P10 plant, which we plan to commission in Q1 FY24. So do we have regulatory approvals for that plant, or does that also need to wait for some, you know, approvals?
None of the plant require regulatory approval for Chemcon.
No, I think Gunine was delayed because of regulatory approval, right?
It was not because of regulatory approval. It was for approval from the Pollution Control Board.
So that is what I'm trying to understand. So P10 also will require that, or do we already have that?
No, that has already been done.
Understood. So why is this delay in Gunine specifically?
That was not the product included in our... So we had to go for change of product permission.
Oh, understood. Understood. My final question is on our inorganic expansion that we had planned. First, you know, what are our updates on the inorganic expansion? And second, how do we ensure that, you know, the minority shareholder interest in the listed entity will be maintained when we go for a large expansion, or, you know, what kind of understanding does the management is approaching this inorganic acquisition?
Inorganic acquisitions, we do not have to disclose anything as on date.
Mm-hmm.
We'll update you when there is a concrete area, when mm-hmm. before going ahead with that. And as far as the minority shareholders are concerned, yes, their investment shall be protected, and that will be an interested area for them also.
Understood. I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Kiran Naik from Kiran Investments. Please go ahead. Also, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Mr. Naik, you may please proceed with your question. Kiran Naik, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Yeah, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Sir, who are our apple-to-apple comparison in the listed peers?
Sorry?
What are our peer comparisons, apple-to-apple, the same product which other peers manufacture?
We do not have any listed companies manufacturing the similar product. One product is common, that is with Paushak Limited. But Paushak has got other number of other products. CMIC is only the common product with between the two. Otherwise, we do not have listed apple to apple peers.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Keshav from Ruxins Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, if I look year on year, we did higher quantities of HMDS in CMIC this quarter, and we have had a huge jump in bromide as well. But we have made a materially lower EBITDA margin as well as absolute EBITDA. And all the reduction has come via gross margins as our other costs are largely flat. So even if we forget the margin and just focus on absolute EBITDA, it has come down from 17 CR to 13 CR. So where is this margin pressure really coming from? Is it CMIC, HMDS or bromides?
It is because of the lower volumes, in fact.
No, sir, year on year we have done actually year on year we have done higher volumes in all the products.
Productions are going up every day and the volumes have not grown in proportion to that. That has resulted into reduction of the EBITDA. There is a marginal difference of the raw material cost also. And
sir, I disagree because our gross margin is the source of all this reduction. Our other costs are flat year on year. So, and we've done higher volumes in CMIC, we've grown by almost 20%. HMDS, we are somewhere in the range of 5 to 8%. Bromobenzene, we've doubled. So, all the reduction has come from gross margins. So, there is some pressure in the pricing of the raw materials. So,
there is a pressure of the pricing of the raw material as well as on the finished product. The differential margins which used to work out has come down a bit.
So that's what I'm trying to understand. Where is it coming from? Because HMDS is a cost plus model for us.
Actually, but that is an area where it has affected us.
So all the three products, margin pressure year on year has come in all the three?
Principally on HMDS.
So we are not anymore in the TMCS plus conversion based model?
We are into that, but that plus model keeps on changing. It is not a fixed model. Most of the time it remains consistent. However, there can be changes. And this quarter there has been a pressure on that.
Okay, and sir, if the CMIC demand comes back, can we be sure of going back to 30% kind of margins? Because, like, again, the same logic, even at lower tonnage, we had historically done 30% margins. So is it something we can again aspire with the same products, not the new products?
Yes, CMIC, we can go with the 30% margins, even in present era under the pressure.
Okay, and HMDS we cannot commit. Is that
yes? HMDS, the projections are for 1 or 2 quarters. We cannot bank up on that similar margin. There will be a lower margin in respect to HMDS for the current quarter, or maybe one more quarter.
Sure. And sir, for guanine, so are we confident of not running into issues that we had with 4DHT and CBC of not being able to make inroads into the supply chain?
Here we have got multiple users, so we will not be facing that problem.
Okay, and we plan to optimize the capacities in FY24 for both Bromo and for guanine as well.
Yes, sure.
Is that okay? That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Just give you your view on the next year's revenue and EBITDA margins outlook for the business as a whole, considering the demand you are expecting and the volume growth. If you have any target insight or any numbers, even if not just an outlook in general.
Rahul, I won't be able to give you the projection.
How do you see it?
We see a good business volumes. We see a good margins. That is the only thing I can update you. I cannot give you the figures or the projection.
No problem. Do you expect a good growth?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Mr. Shah, you done with the question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity again. Just wanted to know, based on the current market demand as well as the company's capability to sell, how much time would it take to, you know, run the Gunaing facility at full capacity?
Maybe maximum a quarter.
Quarter. So that means by end of FY24, both Bromo yeah. as well as Gunaing, you should be running at the full capacity?
Bromo Benzene, you can consider about 75% and about 85 to 90% of Gunaing.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, will there be any further delay in the commissioning of P10 plant, sir?
P10, first quarter 24, no, there should not be any delay in that.
Okay. See, since you say it is an import substituted and it is both for agro as well as pharma, will there be any time for getting the approval done or something like that?
It is also it is for agro as well as pharma. So approval timings won't be impacted because the customers can be changed from one to another. And some of the pharma require certain approvals, agro may not require that.
So then how much is the capacity we are coming up and is it fungible between these two products?
No, it is not fungible with the products and capacities depends upon the product. If you ask me the capacity, the next question would be what would be the sales price and what would be the top line and all that. Please restrain me from all that.
Okay, fair enough. So I'll rephrase my question. So for these products, can we expect a good ramping up of this capacity in FY25?
Capex to top line, you can expect 3.5 to 4 times.
No, sir. Running them to that, you know, whatever the maximum capacity, can it happen in FY25? That is what I'm asking.
FY25, it will happen.
That is what. Because 24, it will happen for Gunaing and Bromo. And 25 would be for these P10 products.
Sure.
Sir, my last question is, HMDS and CMIC products had been driving our company sales in the past. So, which products will do that in the next 3 to 5 years?
It will be added, it will become a mixture of products. It will not become the dedicated cornered product. So we hope all together will be driving the company. That are the targets. We don't want to concentrate on particular products. We want to dilute our concentrations on these two products in particular.
Okay. So not a single or two products will drive the future growth of the company.
No. We want dilution of the concentration. So we will have all products to be working in line.
Okay. Sir, lastly, this new land that you have bought at around 6 kilometers from the existing place, so when would, what are the plans for that? When will you start the, capex work and other things, related things?
That is a long-term planning. We have taken the agriculture land. We have given it for a conversion to non-agriculture. Once we get the permissions, after that we'll start planning. And it is a long-term planning. Maybe a couple of years it is going to take. So that is only to dilute the concentration on one location. This particular land we have taken with that as an intention. So we intend to go for multi-location working and hence the other location which is as good as another location and which is just 5-6 kilometers.
No, sir, my intention was like once we commission the P10 project, so will there not be any more capex in next financial year, FY24?
Definitely there will be there.
It will be there.
Yep.
But you don't have place at the existing plot, right?
We have entered into a understanding for the next door land also.
So the future capex will happen there?
Happen over there. So we will be expanding in the existing facility as we will be expanding in the place other than the location.
Okay. So for this existing land, will the products will remain the same or you are again going for some newer products?
No, it will be added products only.
new products.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rajesh.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhiral from Philip Capital PCG. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on the oil field side particularly, as you said, we have done a certain contract for bromide import. So if you can share some color, you know, for how much quantity and what is the timeline of this contract?
It is a one-year timeline of the contract for purchase of raw materials. And quantities, it will take care of the demand of about 40% of my total requirement. So raw material, 35 to 40% of the raw materials we have already contracted for supply in the next, or in the current calendar year.
And so what about the remaining portion, sir?
Are not on financial year, they are on calendar year basis.
Yeah, I got your point, sir. And what about the remaining 60%, sir? Where are we sourcing from?
If that is domestic sourcing only. That will be non-contracted on an ad hoc basis.
But sir, are we getting that availability? Because, you know, previously, you know, we find it very difficult to get, you know, the RM as they were exporting.
Yes, definitely. We are getting some material. There will be pressure for the domestic raw materials. We are working on contracting for that also.
Okay. And sir, if you can split the revenue of HMDS and CMIC for the quarter, for the 9 months and for the last year?
That separated figures, I think SGA will share with you.
Okay. No issue. And lastly, sir, what are the prices of HMDS and CMIC currently as on date?
CMIC is about 400 rupees and HMDS is about 650 rupees.
And sir, how is the movement on a quarter-on-quarter basis?
Sorry?
So, how is the movement on a quarter-on-quarter basis, let's say, you know, December quarter as to the current day?
It is nearly stable.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Ayush Mittal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good noon to you, Ayush.
So in line with the earlier questions around the profitability of a company, that as we can see that it is under a lot of impact, the gross margins have come down. So what I would like to also understand is that what kind of profitability are we aiming for in the new products that we are doing?
New products, again, we work upon 30 to 40% of the margins, or we work upon the payback period of about less than a year.
Okay, so apart from the issue that we are facing in the HMDS, we believe that in as we scale up on the other products, we'll come back to a normal profitability levels of 30% operating margins?
Yes, it should be.
Okay, and how long do you expect these margins to remain low in HMDS?
HMDS, I cannot comment that the margins will remain consistent. Because we have been enjoying this margin since more than 5 years. I feel now it should start reducing to some extent from 20, maybe marginally.
Okay, so as of now you don't have a visibility on getting back to good profitability on this as of now?
No.
Okay, and as we scale up on like bromobenzene, this product, you're seeing margins of more than 30% operating margins?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal from MAPL Value Investing Fund. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity again. My question is on a P10 plant, given that we are in the 5-6 months of commissioning time, can you name some products that we are about to manufacture there?
It's not the right time to disclose on that.
All right. What amount to be spending in P10, given that you have mentioned 0.54x is our plant?
Your voice is getting broken, dear. I could not understand. Can you repeat, please?
Yeah, I'm asking what amount are we planning to spend in P10, the capex amount?
22 crores. Yeah.
Okay, understood. My last question is on our HMDS exports. So if you can help us understand, you know, what would be the margin difference between pharma and non-pharma application of HMDS?
it is nearly similar. Non-pharma, if it is a high purity one, then there are better margins, which is nearly double or maybe more than double. Otherwise, it remains at par.
In that case, sir, then our HMDS margins have come down drastically.
Yes, it has come down, but not drastically, marginally.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
The next question is on the line of Keshav from Raksans Investors. Please go ahead.
Sir, would it be possible to give a year-on-year or a quarter-to-quarter price change in TMCS as well as MCS and IPA?
That query you can give as far as the specific prices are concerned to SGA. We'll provide you independently.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, very good morning. Sir, firstly, I wanted to understand that between all our plants and all our products, is the capacity fungible?
No, the capacities are not fungible. They are fungible on unidirection for one product, not otherwise. Otherwise, they are not fungible.
Right. So also, if you see page number 29 of the investor presentation, so the volumes in FY19 were 11,118, which in FY22 almost half to 6,065. Whereas the revenue fell only 15% from 303 crore to 257 during this period. So obviously the realization went up during this period, and now maybe they are coming down. So firstly, the question is so that the pharma demand has started falling in this financial year, FY23. So then why did our total production volume decrease from FY19 to FY22?
I'll need to go through that again once. But in principle, the volume in the pharma requirements has come down. The total volume what has been provided to you, it includes the oil-filled chemicals also. There was a pressure on certain area of oil-filled chemicals, and hence the volumes got impacted. So we better not consider all the volumes, all the margins, everything to be in line with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So mixed volumes for different products will not give you the real idea for it. You'll have to work up on individual product volumes only.
Right. Sir, also, sir, if we see page number 77
sorry of last year... sir, your audio is not clear. Can you use the handset mode while speaking?
I think it's clearer now. Sir, so I wanted to understand that our R&D expense is only 6 lakh rupees last year. So, how are we managing then, since we are a specialty chemical company, so only 6 lakhs in R&D, 0.02% of revenue?
Yeah, we don't do R&D, we do re-engineering of the product. R&D is for the chemistry, we don't play with the chemistry, chemistry remains the same, it is already pre-performed. Our engineering expenses are more, or re-engineering process, engineering expenses are more. We concentrate on that and not on the basic research in chemistry.
Right, sir. Also, sir, lastly, wanted to understand, sir, that till FY17, our operating margin used to be around 10%. Then, subsequently, for the next 5 years, they jumped to around 30%. And now, they are again decreasing. In the latest quarter, we have done 18%. Sir, so I'm trying to understand the direction. Sir, was it that the past 5 years were an aberration, and now things are coming back to normal, or are these margins an aberration and margins will again go back to 30%?
This period, in the present one or two quarter, if you see the margins, there have been a pressure that should not be considered as a base for the business deviation. We need to wait for a couple of quarters more to understand the line or the direction for the margin. In fact, what we expect is the margins should be maintained, or there can be a marginal pressure. Say there can be a reduction from 30% to 28 or 25%, but then the volume should take care of that. Or the other products that we will be adding can take care of that. but don't expect one quarter result on the basis of that or two quarter result. You can decide a direction of the profitability. At least with Chemcon products or the Chemcon working, it is not fair enough.
So basically for the next financial year, can shareholders expect the operating margin between 25% and 30%?
I should not comment on that. Let the time come and time prove on that.
Okay, thank you very much and best of luck.
Welcome. Welcome, Keshav.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was our last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Agarwal for his closing comments.
Friends, with this, I conclude the call. If you have any queries, please get in touch with SGA, our investor relationship advisor. Thank you everyone for joining us today on this earnings call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Chemcon Specialties Chemical Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.